Virginia Public Radio is underwritten by the Virginia Education Association. Teaching, learning, leading.
As it is now, dress codes in schools across Virginia don't always respect racial and gender differences. That's according to Delegate Jennifer Carroll Foy. She says punitive policies push students out of schools.
So you see stories across the Commonwealth and across the country of little African-American boys being forced to cut their dreads because it's being deemed unkempt.
Carroll Foy has proposed legislation that would protect students from punishment for wearing religiously, ethnically, or culturally specific head coverings and hairstyles. Her Dress Code Equity Act would also require rules about appearance to be gender neutral and avoid terms like inappropriate.
Because it's very subjective, and who gets to decide what's appropriate and what's inappropriate?
The Richmond Public School Board passed a similar measure in 2019. Meanwhile, Franklin County, in the western part of the state, took a different direction last week when school board members voted against banning clothing that includes the Confederate flag. For now, Carroll Foy's equity bill awaits its fate in a House subcommittee. I'm Kat Maudlin-Jackson.